Well, good evening, everyone. It's good to see you all here this evening. There's see a nice crowd here, and it's very good to see so many family and friends and parents, grandparents, even in some cases great-grandparents, and it's good to see you all here. I have two announcements that I'd like to make at this time. They're in your program. First of all, the one is that you could please refrain from clapping till the end of the program. So if you could please save your applause till the very end. And the second one is you're all invited to time of refreshments after the program in the fellowship hall downstairs. So please join us down there afterwards. I'd like to begin the evening with the reading familiar words from Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opens not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Because he has done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he has poured out his soul unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we draw nigh unto thee, Lord, on the evening of this day. Lord, we give thee thanks that thou hast brought us here again this evening, Lord, that we have had the freedom and the opportunity to meet together this evening for our annual Easter program. Lord, we also give thee much thanks that we could also begin this day, or many of us could begin this day in thy house this morning. Lord, that thy word could go forth. Lord, as we have heard the words from the Lord Jesus, also from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, we see thy grace and thy love and thy mercy poured out to sinners. Lord, and we pray also, could it be that each one of us here this evening may come to a saving knowledge of this Savior, either for the first time or by renewal. Lord, we pray, wilt thou be with us in this evening. We pray for All the children, Lord, we give thee thanks for the blessing of so many children also here in our midst this evening. Lord, we pray wilt thou bless them richly as they sing this evening and recite. And Lord, also as the choir will sing, we pray wilt thou bless the songs also that they will sing. And Lord, that all that is done this evening may be to the honor and glory of thy name. Lord, we pray wilt thou keep sin and evil also far from us in this evening. And also could it be that we may have a good and blessed program here. We pray thee, Lord, wilt thou hear our prayer and wilt thou forgive us our many sins. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. We're now going to begin the program as you find it. We'll go in the order that is before us. And the first song is, I think, Psalter 47. And maybe if we could begin with the first song standing, and then we'll just follow the program as we have it. Thanks.
poem's called The Man of Galilee by Susan Anderson. Gethsemane brought Jesus to his knees. Remove this cup from me, he dared to ask. His humble prayer, thy will, not mine, be done, allowed no respite from the fearsome task. Then Judas branded Jesus with a kiss and set in motion what was to be. For silver, he gave up a heart of gold, betraying the Christ, the man of Galilee. In lesser ways, his friends forsook him too. Could you not watch with me 1 hour, he pled. But sleep earned their devotion more than he who slumbered once within a manger bed. They loved him, but they failed to understand, though he had warned them clearly in his way. When Peter struck and smote a Roman's ear, Christ healed the grievous wound without delay. For he would bow himself beneath us all, and heal the wounds by our sins laid bare. The day had come, just one could pay the price for every soul whose burden he would share. The great and dreadful reckoning was nigh, the final act for which he had been born. When love would overcome the bonds of death, and mercy be returned for hate and scorn. Meekly, Christ gave himself into the hands of greedy men who hungered for his life. His goodness and his honor mocked them all, and flayed their sanctimony like a knife. Abusing him in body, mind, and soul, his people judged him a blasphemer, not a king. They looked to Roman rule to kill their Lord, by means of promised untold suffering. To crucify, not to stone, the very one whose agony would save them from their own. What irony that he, to save the world, would tread the bitter winepress all alone. When Pontius nor Herod would condemn, the people chose Barabbas over him. Then he was scourged and stripped and crowned with thorns, his innocence reviled from limb to limb. No mark of disrespect was deemed too foul, though he accepted all with kingly grace. No hand of kindness dried his bleeding brow, no voice defended him, nor pled his case. Instead they jeered and followed his advance to Calvary, Golgotha also named. Christ's hands and feet were nailed upon the cross, the Lamb of God, bloody but unashamed. The shame belonged to others, and the guilt. Not but a few emerged with hands still clean. Peter denied him thrice, disciples fled, but John was there to grace the final scene. And Mary too, and others of good hearts. Behold, thy mother, Christ was heard anew. His thoughts in death were for another's care. Father, forgive them, they do not know what they do. O God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In Father's absence, Jesus had to own all the sins of the world without relief. He paid the ransom for our souls alone. And when at last he uttered, it is finished, into thy hands I commend, he willfully surrendered his life for love. So mercy could serve justice in the end. His followers had still not understood. They mourned him as if it were all lost. Christ promised he would rise again, and yet they saw but darkly torn by grief and tossed. The woman went to her, went to honor him once more. An angel came. The stone was rolled away. At first they grieved to find his body gone, and looked upon the angel with dismay. Where was their Lord? Had evil men conspired to steal the body and defile his flesh? But when the angel spake, their fears were stilled. Despite the sting of death, the wounds so fresh. He is not here. He is risen. Lo, he goes before you into Galilee. Departing hence, the women saw Christ's face and fell before his feet on bended knee. In glory he appeared to his disciples and bade them touch his hands and his feet and his side. His mind, that their minds and hearts were pierced deeply as he was, for truth had been revealed and sanctified. His resurrection meant death was vanquished. The door was opened wide and he held the key. His sacrifice atoned for all God's children, from Adam and Eve through eternity. Christ's gift to us is sacred and enduring. His saving blood, the only peace we find. In word and deed, forever we will revere him, the Lamb of God, the Redeemer of mankind. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11, verse 25.
Thank you to everyone who participated in this evening, especially to our children. It's one of the nicest things in life to listen to your own children and to listen to other children as they sing the praises of the Lord, because that's the most important thing in all of life. And there's nothing better to sing about than what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. Remind you of the refreshments downstairs, and also please keep those refreshments downstairs, parents. We won't like to have the mess all over the building. Thank you. Let's pray. Gracious God in heaven, who has done such great things and given such reason to sing, in this present world, in its darkness, in the middle of its cares, its turmoils, its fears, its sin, and its need, to be able to sing the praises of the one who has done a new thing, who is the only one who can do something new in this world, something that changes the way things are, that changes people. We pray, Lord, that our hearts and our life may overflow with this new song. And Lord, our longing is that every one of our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, would know the power and the glory and the beauty and the sweetness of these truths that they've learned to sing in their own hearts and in their own lives, that they, each of them, would know the Lord and would live a life pleasing to the Lord. Lord, guard them, guide them, work in them, work in each one of us, that the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ may conquer all our hearts and all the world. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.